At Arlington National Cemetery, a horse-drawn carriage carries the flag-draped coffin of a fallen hero, 20-year-old Marine Corporal John McNichol. And for many of his family members, he's the respected, loved, and never-forgotten relative they never got a chance to meet.
John was the real deal. John was amazing. I wish I had known him.
Tom McNichol is here to bury his uncle, who died on November the 21st of 1943 in World War II during the Battle of Tarawa. His uncle is one of more than 72,000 American service members who were unaccounted for after the war. That is until more than 70 years later, when his remains were found on the Tarawa Atoll in the Pacific.
I can speak on behalf of all of our family how proud we are that the Marines took the time to do this and made the effort to bring John home.
His remains are among the hundreds recently identified by the military's Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency. This work is giving families not only long-awaited closure, but also a chance to learn about their loved one's heroism.
He made repeated trips into enemy-occupied positions while covered by the fire of his comrades, killing the occupants and capturing or destroying arms and ammunition.
It begins with history, research, and analysis.
Kelly McCaig heads the military's Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency. His teams are charged with finding 82,000 service members who never came home from World War II through the First Persian Gulf War.
We believe that 34,000 are recoverable, the remainder being deep water at sea losses, which we lack the technology to seek and to find.
It was only in 2010 that the military began a mission to find, identify, and return those missing from World War II. McCaig says it's a painstaking and at times lengthy process because of the time that has passed.
Oftentimes we're subjected to environmental degradation of the remains, either acidic soil, high water tables, remains that were maybe dusted in formaldehyde, which destroys DNA.
If a strong enough case can be made to recover remains from common graves and crash sites, they can be exhumed and then identified through DNA and other techniques.
This has been 70 years ago.
Some believe the wait for closure is too long for families. John Aiken found his cousin Army Private Bud Kelder in 2015, but he says it took his research and legal battles against the government to do it. He thinks a civilian agency should be in charge of this time-sensitive mission.
DOD doesn't have any business doing it. You know, this is not a fight. We don't need bullets and bombs.
McCaig defends his agency's work, but says they are using civilian organizations to help them in their mission. Last August, archaeological students from the University of Maryland and the University of Vienna in Austria helped recover what are believed to be the remains of two American service members at a B-24 crash site. He says the professors noticed
how the students changed their perspective from initially thinking it was just an excavation to then realizing why they were there to find the remains of two American heroes.
There are also volunteers who help on their own time trying to locate families of the fallen believed to be buried as unknowns overseas. Rhonda Masters is one, and in 2015, she went onto a genealogy website with only a name, Army Private Raymond Sinowitz, a hometown, and a next of kin.
I was able to start a family tree and start looking and adding family members to Raymond Sinowitz's family.
Then a match, Sinowitz's niece, Jan Sinowitz-Kuva.
There was a connection, and when I read it, it was amazing.
That work reignited a family search, which resulted in Sinowitz's remains being found and laid to rest at Arlington. Lynn Jacobs, also a niece of Sinowitz, says Masters helped her complete a promise her late father made to her grandmother that he would bring his brother home.
There is a special place in heaven for Rhonda.
At Arlington National Cemetery, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.